And today, our Christian Who's Made a Difference is Pastor Doug Nicholls. Doug Nicholls was a prominent Aboriginal Australian from the Yorta Yorta people. He was a professional athlete and Churches of Christ pastor. He was a pioneering campaigner for reconciliation. Doug Nicholls was the first Aboriginal person to be knighted and the first Aboriginal person appointed to viceregal office, serving as Governor of South Australia. Doug Nicholls was born on 9th of December 1906 on the Kamerungunja Mission in New South Wales. His mother was a domestic helper and his father worked as a farmhand when work was available. The mission gave him what education it could afford and he completed grade 3, the highest level available. At 13, he worked with his uncle as a tarboy and general hand on sheep stations and he lived with the shearers. He worked hard and had a cheerful disposition. This annoyed one of the shearers so much that he challenged Doug to a fight, with the loser to hand over 1 week's pay, or 30 shillings. After 6 rounds, the shearer who challenged him conceded defeat. He was a natural athlete and played Aussie rules football. He was spotted by Carlton Football Club talent scout and moved to Melbourne. However, the Carlton players showed discrimination, so Doug went to play for Northcote in the Association Football League for 5 years. In 1932, he was then recruited by VFL team Fitzroy and was a very good player. In 1935, he was the first Aboriginal player to be selected to play for the Victorian interstate team. In 1939, a knee injury forced him to retire from Fitzroy and he took up a coaching position with Northcote. During the off-season, he joined a boxing troop and made money by fighting challenges. He also went in running races and in 1928 won the Warwick Nabeel Gift. Doug was a practicing Christian and in 1935 he was conducting and leading church and hymn services as a lay preacher at the Gore Street Mission Centre in Fitzroy. In 1941, during the war, he received his war call-up notice and he joined up. But in 1942, at the request of the Fitzroy police, Doug was released from his unit to assist with problems in the Fitzroy Aboriginal community. He cared for those who were trapped in their Aboriginal abuse, gambling and other social problems. He helped those who were in trouble with the police. He became the pastor of the first Aboriginal Church of Christ in Australia, there in Gore Street. He was only paid £1 per week, and so he had to do other work to support himself. People began to approach him about the plight of his people throughout the country. In 1957, he became a field officer for the Aboriginal Advancement League. He edited the Aboriginal journal, Smoke Signals, and helped draw Aboriginal issues to the attention of government officials and the general public. He pleaded for dignity for Aboriginal people as human beings. He was awarded a member of the British Empire. He set up hostels for Aboriginal children and holiday homes for Aboriginal people at Queenscliff. In 1962, he was chosen as Victoria's Father of the Year. The award was given for outstanding leadership in youth and welfare work and for the inspired example he set the community in his unfailing efforts to further the cause of the Aboriginal people. In 1972, he became the first Aboriginal person to be knighted. In 1976, now Sir Doug Nicholls, he was appointed the Governor of South Australia. He died in 1988 after a stroke. A state funeral was held for him and he was buried in the cemetery at Kamerungunja, the place where he was born. We honour Pastor Doug Nicholls, a Christian who has made a difference. Christians who made